Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me on KRDO's newsline is Mike Robinson. He is the general manager of Smith Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Mike, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I mean, it's been obviously quite a couple weeks for you guys in the local area, and let's talk just a little bit about the background and who Smith Plumbing Heating is and how you guys got started here in Southern Colorado.
Yeah, thanks. So I've been in the industry for a long time, over 40 years. My wife is of Polish descent. She's a first generation Polish American. So her family, when they immigrated here, they were a family of plumbers. She was born here, but her father, mother, and brothers were born in Poland. So when they came over, they got into plumbing. And as a she's a much younger child, sort of that, hey, honey, we have a surprise. So her brothers are like 20 and 22 years older than her. And the family, so she, as a young kid, she hung out with them in the plumbing world and, you know, learned about it. So that's not what she did later on. She actually went to school, got a degree in accounting, and she's a CPA. But she does have a background in plumbing. So when we came to the Springs and we're looking for an opportunity to get back into the residential service business, Eva bought Smith Plumbing and Heating, which had been around for over 40 years at that point. And we grew it, and we really enjoy our work and our people and the community. And so that's what we did.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing that's definitely crucial with plumbing, heating, cooling is that air system. And we're coming up on almost a year of dealing with COVID-19, and there's so many half-truths, misinformations, and darn right scams around the virus. And some of them have to do with your home filtration system, with that air system. And what are some of the things that you're hearing from customers and want to make sure that your customers know?
Yeah, so it caught us all right by surprise. The shutdowns, the stay-at-home orders and things. As a plumbing, heating, cooling company, we were lucky enough to be what to be considered an essential business. So we had to go out, obviously taking on new methods of meeting with customers. We have, you know, our masks and social distancing and wiping down and sanitizing our trucks and our tools after the calls. And, you know, I've never gone through so much hand sanitizer in my life. And neither of my people, but it was all part of handling the unknown, because we really didn't know what COVID brought. We didn't know what the long-term effects were. Did it affect healthy people? Did, you know, just sick people? What was it? So, and that was a year ago. Here we are a year later, and the biggest thing we're hearing from customers now is around indoor air quality. When we come home, we're now spending more time at home than ever before. We've had a lot of work, plumbing work and HVAC, heating and cooling work, too, because they want to be comfortable in their homes. But the biggest thing that's changed in the last, I would say, 8 or 9 months is the asking of customers about our indoor air quality. How polluted is my air? If someone has the virus and brings it home, you know, can they transmit it? Do we clean the air? How do we kill it in the air? And so we've had a number of solutions for people that can give them peace of mind about the quality of the air, germ-free, virus-free in their home.
And is there a way from the HVAC system in somebody's home to ensure that that air quality is safe and to help reduce any potential contaminants in your home?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And you think of heating and cooling. A lot of people don't even think about it, right? You put the thermostat on, if it blows hot or blows cold, they're happy. But there's a lot of that goes into moving the air in the home, consistently moving the air in the home. So that's what we attack, is the air movement system. We're taking air, bringing air from the home through the heating or cooling system, and then putting it back in the home. We can attack the virus and the bacteria, mold spores, dust mites, off gases, so they call it VOCs, volatile organic compound gases like off-gassing, formaldehyde, cleaning fluids and stuff, we can address that and control it, contain it, and eliminate it in the HVAC system as the air moves across the devices we put into the ductwork.
Yeah, how hard would that be to install and retrofit into somebody's system?
Normally, so when we go and retrofit, normally if the system's accessible, it doesn't matter if it's a crawl space, an attic, or in a mechanical room in the house, normally we can get the equipment on there. And the biggest thing we're doing now, what I've seen, unfortunately, I've seen a lot of entities trying to take advantage of the, quote, the scare that was brought to all of us through this COVID, the unknown. And they're offering products and services that really, you know, don't address the issue, are not really worth the investment by people. So what we did was we put a 90-day full money-back guarantee on our work. That way you can put in your home. Doesn't make a difference. We have a monitoring system that we actually put in the home so the customer can look at the device on the wall or on an app on their phone and know exactly what their particulate level counts are in their home and is the system working. And that was the biggest thing for me when this system came out, almost specifically to address the COVID and virus scare, that it had a monitoring system that you could see as a customer, and that ultimately we put the money back guarantee on it so that if you put it in and spent the money, but you weren't seeing the value of it, that we would remove it and refund 100% of your investment.
That sounds pretty good, not only for COVID, but I can imagine during the, you know, summer months when a lot more allergens come out, or even, you know, say, heaven forbid, we have another wildfire and a lot more smoke particulate moves into the air as well, at least being able to monitoring what's coming into your house.
Yeah, most people don't realize that here. When we do have the wildfires anywhere in the area of the state, the air kind of moves this way and our particulate levels go crazy. What we try to create for the customer through our indoor air quality system is air in the home with the door shut, window shut, that replicates a hospital operating room. So the quality standards in a hospital operating room, not to get too technical, but under 10 parts per million per cubic, 1 cubic feet of air in your home. That's what hospital operating room indoor quality systems have to deliver. And we, through our premium indoor quality package, can deliver that measured and proven in the home to the customer, which not everybody wants to go there. But if you have any allergies, asthma, or other breathing issues, this is a way to take care of it. And alleviate those symptoms.
Yeah, that is so cool. And again, any more information on this, just call Smith Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, 392-4269. Mike, we also know, and we all lived through it the past couple weeks, that February and March are historically our coldest months here in the Colorado Springs area. So with much more cold weather ahead of us, what do we need to do as we're putting much more of a load on our heating system to make sure that they're up to par, plus that we don't come back to some major pipe freezing?
Yeah, we send out to our customers, we send out an emergency alert every time we see the weather patterns change to kind of give them a heads up. But from your heating and cooling side, the heating side, you have to make sure your filters are clean. Reducing airflow through your system with a dirty filter reduces the capacity of your system to heat. We ran a number of my system's not heating well enough calls during this really cold weather. And we get out there and to use an ideology type statement here, but the filter looked like a dead animal pelt. I mean, it was so packed and so clogged, it was choking the system and couldn't deliver. So you got to make sure your filters are clean. On the water side, if you leave your water running just a trickle so that water keeps moving through your pipes, typically the furthest one away from the supply, then they're not going to freeze. Obviously, you're wasting some water and you want to be very careful. You don't want it running full blast. But if you leave the faucets on so that hot and cold water is running through there, just a trickle, more than a drop, like a trickle, then the chances of your pipes freezing are virtually zero.
And again, if anyone has some more questions, want to make sure that their system is tuned up and running the best way, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, just call our call taking center at the 719-392-4269, 719-392-4269. Call that number, and our very knowledgeable and helpful customer service reps will take care of you, schedule an appointment, or just help you over the phone to solve your issue without even us coming out.
All right. Well, Mike Robinson, the general manager of Smith Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, thank you so much for keeping all of us safe, warm, and dry, and for joining us this morning on the Business Connection.